This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 17. God of the impossible. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." Often when God wants to do something big, he starts with something small. Such was the case with Abraham and Sarai. God took an elderly, childless couple and made them fruitful beyond belief. What seems impossible to human beings is very possible with God. It had been 24 years since God first promised Abraham that he would become the father of a great nation. Several times through those years, God reaffirmed his promise and even ceremonially sealed it. Still, Abraham and Sarai were without children. In Genesis 17, God affirmed this promise again by revealing his special name, El Shaddai, meaning God Almighty. Then he changed Abram's name to Abraham, meaning father of many, and spelled out further details of his plan. God also changed Sarai's name to Sarah, meaning princess. Even though the promise had yet to be fulfilled, God offered reassurance to them. Similarly, at times when it was difficult for me to believe his promises, God sent reassurances my way. Bible verses, songs, encouraging notes, and prayers helped to reassure me that God was still at work, even if circumstances hadn't yet changed. Whatever you are trusting God for, draw strength from the encouragements he gives along the way. Pray with me. God Almighty, you know how we struggle to be faithful. Reassure us of your presence and power, reminding us that nothing is impossible with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.